country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those Wisconsin boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save.
Hey,
Big John.
Big Bad Donald John, that is.
With Jackson timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke belched out of that mine.
Thanks for tuning in today here at the Trump Phenomenon. This is James Kelso, your live host. Not very lively here. I'm a couple minutes late. Sorry, that is my fault. I apologize. Hang on here. Some frantic engineering going on right here. And there we go. And we've got everything fired up now. I hope you'll. If you'd like, join us in the show here tonight, 800-313-9443. And this is the Trump Phenomenon. And I'm up here in North Dakota. The engineers down in Round Rock, Texas. And that gravel in my voice is not, you know, hey, that doesn't sound like Kelso. A little bit of gravel there in the voice. And I don't know exactly why, actually, but it's me. And here I am. I'm updating my Donald J. Trump at Real Donald Trump Twitter account. I don't know if you have that. If you follow the president's account, there are 59. Twitter tells us there are 59 million followers in the account. However, can we rely upon that? Well, you know, everything we learn about Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google, and so on indicates it's dangerous to rely upon that these people do not interfere or mess with your account or any other patriot's account, including the account of Donald J. Trump. The most recent tweet, but I would say, you know, they probably sit there in their control room at Twitter, thinking long and hard before they mess with Big Bad Donald John. How does the verse in the song go? And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Because Big Bad Donald John could actually shut them down in a number of different ways. So they're probably treating him. But see, now this is the thing. This fellow who's researched the question, Epstein, he has made the point devastatingly that the biggest danger of the lords of the universe, the masters of the universe, these people, these left-wingers running these social media and internet entities, their most devastating tool is not to delete you, not to do something that's obvious that you can detect. Their most devastating tool is to muzzle you undetectably, to So, for instance, it says here that Donald Trump has 59 million followers. Well, in my perfunctory understanding of the social media, that means that when Donald Trump writes a tweet, as he did 3 hours ago, that is then immediately transmitted to all 59 million followers. Well, these guys have the ability, with their bells and whistles in their command center, to not send it to all 59 million followers. And so on. Effectively watering down the effectiveness of any patriot with such tools. They could put their finger on the scale, so to speak. They could overweight their own kind and then underweight us. That latest tweet of the president 3 hours ago, New York State and its governor, Andrew Cuomo, is he the brother of Chris Cuomo, the pathetic faux newsman, are now proud members of the group of presidential harassers. No wonder people are fleeing the state, that is New York, in record numbers. The witch hunt continues. And his previous tweets, so let's find something good. He actually talks about the recent Boeing aircraft problems. I'm going to skip that one. He's quite knowledgeable about aircraft, not just because he flies in them constantly, but you may recall Donald John Trump once owned his own airline, Trump Airlines. So when he sees the troubles of the airlines and so on, he is seeing things from a very knowledgeable point of view. All righty. Here's an interesting tweet. This is 13 hours ago. Here are a couple really good ones. He's quoting Fox and Friends. So he's watching Fox and Friends and watching. I watched this particular show myself. This was 13 hours ago. Yes. Patrick Moore, co-founder of Greenpeace. This was this morning. Some of us watch this. Patrick Moore, I mentioned him on a previous show, co-founder of Greenpeace. At one point was president of Greenpeace, I believe. He said this morning, the whole climate crisis is not only fake news, it's fake science. There is no climate crisis. There's weather and climate all around the world. And in fact, carbon dioxide is the main building block of all life. And then here's the president's comment. Now, this makes my day right here. This is worth the admission price on my ticket for today, this one comment. The president's comment is, I don't know if you've seen, have you seen that thing on the internet where the guy goes, wow. The Hungarian guy goes, wow. Well, that's what the president's comment is. To Patrick Moore, this, as the news people call him, climate skeptic. Climate skeptic. Patrick Moore, in other words, scientific, and he is a scientist. His degree is in forestry science. So he does have, in fact, a science degree in climate. And the president's comment is, wow. Now, what does that mean? What is that signifies? That the man upon whom we're all hoping just took in the testimony, the science, the evidence of Patrick Moore this morning. The president, if he didn't already know everything that Patrick Moore just said, or didn't know it as fully as Patrick Moore speaks it. He took it in this morning, and his response is, wow, with an exclamation mark. In other words, our president, our man in the White House, gets it on the global warming hoax. How big is that? Huge. It's huge. The left, for instance, tells us how big is the global warming hoax, which they now call climate change. Why do they call it climate change? Why did they change the name of global warming? For years, you know, we all had to put up with global warming. When we're just getting used to it, the left-wingers wrong-foot us and change it to climate change. Well, one of the reasons is the kind of experience we had this winter up here in North Dakota. That global warming was getting awfully cold. So the joke up here, you know, if you hit minus 30 degrees is, oh, that's global warming for you. And folks, I mean, twarn't no global warming. That's why they had to drop the name and change it to climate change. And all the various things, everything that they forecast, that they predicted, that they assured us was happening, all the bad things that were happening to the world because of global warming, none of them, you know, decades went by and none of them happened. And in fact, things went the opposite direction. Things got colder, not warmer, and so on. And it does, there is much more evidence that we may be entering a ice age, one of these cyclical ice ages that are, we know for sure, because of real science, periodically visit the Earth. And that we are on schedule, we are overdue for an ice age. Their onset is sudden. We know that from science. Doesn't take 1,000 years for an ice age to set in. It's only a few years. There's much more scientific reason to expect that in the next short period of time, we may see a rapid onset of an ice age, and we may see drastic cooling of the Earth. Now, the left, cognizant of this, is in panic mode. You know, what's going to happen to our big deal? Remember, Ocasio-Cortez and her other idiots who've taken over the Democrat Party, they talk about the Green New Deal. Based on what? Climate change. This is actually a religion for them. It's an article of faith. It's not a question of science. Even what's-his-face? What's-his-face? The science guy, who's not a scientist, actually. Bill Nye, the science guy, has bought the global baloney. He's an engineer, actually. I enjoy his show. I urge my kids to watch it because there is some good science in Bill Nye, the science guy. But we watch that show with the warning from Daddy that Bill Nye, the science guy, is a loopy climate changer. Let's go to the phones here before I put more logs on the fire. I love that Patrick Moore item. Let's put one more log on the fire. And that's this. The president is quoting a new person to me, Elizabeth Pipko, P-I-P-K-O. Hadn't heard of her before. And she is apparently with... We'll quote her right after. Let's go back down in the mine here. We'll come up in a minute or two. See you back here. Thanks.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst.
Hey, here we are. Anything is the worst. We are needing the
preacher.
As I affirmed in our show yesterday, two of my heroes who are working to liberate these United States are Ann Coulter and Donald Trump. I'm like you. I've got a ringside seat here at the dust up. Between these two fine patriots, as Ann Coulter is saying, bravely, is it not? Bravely, she's saying to obviously the hero of her book, In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome, that's a pretty heroic phrase. She's saying to her erstwhile hero, and I think still her hero, is, come on, we can do better than this. And Trump is responding to some of these jabs from Ann Coulter with jabs of his own. He is a counterpuncher. So if you call Donald John Trump an idiot, which Ann Coulter did, he's going to call you. What did he call her, folks? A wacky nut job? Let me just go look it up here. What did he call her? Help me out, listeners, if you remember the exact phrase. He called her a wacky something. He gave as good as he got there. A wacky nut job for idiot. Of course, she's not a wacky nut job, and he's not an idiot. But they both people really mean it in this fight. So Donald Trump does not appreciate somebody calling him something. And I think they will, what's the phrase here, the image? I think Ann Coulter and Donald John Trump will kiss and make up. That is my prediction here from Kelso at the Trump Phenomenon. And both will be better for it. She'll be a better woman and he'll be a better man. Let's go to Pat in Texas on the phones here. Pat, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, James, I don't know if this is for real or not, but I saw in perusing the internet here with my cell phone an ad for a blue hat that said MAGA, Make America Cool Again. And I thought, I don't want any more cool again. I'll never complain about the sun anymore. I will not.
Yeah, make America cool again.
You can spray yourself down and fan yourself, and you will cool down. But what can you do when you get on so many clothes you can't walk? You know, part of it is the Democrats' problem after they became such baby killers, whatever they are, because they have declared that Texas is ground zero for them. And Nancy Pelosi came down here, and it was in the low 20s for 3 days. I had 4 inches of ice in my 5-gallon water bucket for my animals. Yeah. And then it warmed back up again. And lo and behold, old Crazy Old came down here. Cool again.
Yeah, there's one.
My body, don't know.
Yeah. And
where I do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the global warming hoax is incredibly important. And why are the left wingers so attached to it? Well, they have glommed onto the and I'll quote it again here. Let me go back to Patrick Moore. We want to remember that name. This is, folks, this is a Trumpian figure, Patrick Moore, and a Coulterian figure. This is a brave person because remember he was. Co-founder and former president of Greenpeace.
Oh, I heard that a long time ago.
Yeah,
I knew.
Yeah, but when Patrick Moore speaks out against really what is the religion of the probably 90% of people who are in Greenpeace are partakers of the global warming religion. And so when he has the integrity and the guts to go with his scientific knowledge, which is that it's a hoax, that takes guts because he's cutting himself off from his own, he's cutting himself off from the source of his own money, his own paychecks of the past, his own following. You know, this is an act of courage, folks. So when this man says, here's the quote, this is from Fox and Friends this morning, and he's going on television saying this, quote, the whole climate crisis is not only fake news, he's using Donald Trump's phrase there, wonderful, it's fake science. Wow, that's a new one. And by the way, watch Donald Trump incorporate that with confidence. Watch him, I predict, watch him start using the phrase fake science, and then as a reference, you know, as a footnote for those who wonder, why am I saying fake science? Because Patrick Moore says it's fake science. And then we'll finish the quote here right after this break. Stay with us, Pat. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
hey, we're back, folks.
Man can be a fool.
Pat's with us on the phone in Texas. Dr. Kelly's in California. And George hanging on the line in Texas. Pat, let me regale you with another quote from Donald Trump today, a tweet on a different subject, but this is very current. And that is the anti-Semitism that is rife in the Democratic Party. It's really gotten wild with this nearby to me, actually, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, born in Mogadishu, a Somalian refugee. I hate to use that term, refugee, a Somalian who decided that America is where she wants to live, not Somalia. And she was elected by the absolutely what can you say about the folks of Minneapolis, Minnesota, which was once, along with a city like Portland, Oregon, was once the whitest large American city in America, was Minneapolis. How you would say to yourself, if someone had asked you 20 years ago, what would you say the odds of your congresswoman there, you folks in Minneapolis, being someone born in Mogadishu who is a Muslim, who hates you and who hates your country, hates your people, urges people to engage in jihad against Americans, what would you say the odds are that you will elect her to be your representative in Congress? Wow. You know, people say, oh, man, you're wacky. But it's happened. Anyway,
people don't vote. You know, the attitude is like, well, if it's raining or cold, well, then, you know, you deserve everything you get if you have that attitude.
Well, yeah, but the problem's worse there in my, you know, Minneapolis is the nearest big American city to us here. So we're kind of a satellite in some ways here in North Dakota of things that go on in Minneapolis. But
I haven't thought much of him in quite a while. Because guy who wanted to be president one time, he was so leftist and liberal, and all of a sudden these things started happening to him, like bridges breaking and cars jumping in water. And they had such cold that the first freeze they had used all of their money to fix their streets. And then they had about three more. And some guy was simulcasting over a local TV radio station. He said, well, Governor, a fair or something, he said, it doesn't look like maybe God has something against us. I thought, you better think about it.
Well, yeah. And by the way, yeah, we don't mind up here. The folks that live up here in North Dakota, it's 50% Germans and 30% Norwegians by blood, by descent. The cold doesn't bother the folks up here. But we get a little bit of cabin fever towards the end of the winter, but that's not understandable. But let me give this quote. This is Donald Trump watching. He was watching Fox and Friends and other Fox shows this morning, and he was tweeting in response. Now, he tweeted the quote of Patrick Moore, co-founder of Greenpeace. Now, here's another one he tweeted. This is very interesting. This is brand new for me. There is a woman named Elizabeth Pipko. I just looked her up during the break. She is the head of something called Jexodus. What is Jexodus? Wikipedia lists it as a portmanteau. There's a word made of two words. Jewish exodus is Jexodus. And this term apparently was coined by somebody in the Donald Trump campaign named, I'm going to find his name here in a moment. But this is now news. Jexodus was a term launched at CPAC and coined by someone in the Trump, I'll find it, Jeff Balaban. And Donald Trump gave it his party endorsement this morning. What is Jexodus? It is a term similar to Blexit as a portmanteau, like British exit, mm-hmm. Blexit. An organization begun by Jewish millennials tired of the Democratic Party's blatant disregard for anti-Semitism. The organization is described as the brainchild of Donald Trump advisor Jeff Balaban. And Elizabeth Pipko has been chosen as its national spokesperson. So on March 12th, 2019, Donald Trump tweeted his support of this movement. And here's the tweet. He tweets. He says, quote, well, he's quoting Elizabeth Pipko on Fox this morning. Quote, Jewish people are leaving the Democratic Party. We saw a lot of anti-Israel policies start under the Obama administration, and it got worse and worse. There is anti-Semitism in the Democratic Party. They don't care about Israel or the Jewish people, unquote. And folks, that's happening. It's very obvious that that's happening, that there actually is a Jexodus. And this is pretty exciting.
All right.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
we were talking
thank you.
About that other Muslim woman out there at first. Her name is something like that. But
yeah, it's impossible to remember or pronounce. I think it's pronounced Talaib, T-L-A-I-B.
Okay, thank you. Well, what I see is this. And I think I'm identifying with Ann Coulter because I believe she's seeing this too, is that when Trump said things like, we're not going to welcome anybody from a terrorist country to land here easily as they did before, whatever, he said. Well, they're taking over the airports. They're taking over the parties, the political parties, and they intend to take over, because what you get, especially if you're a Republican, you get a Republican Party, but you're voting Democrat, right? Okay. So what you do is you get a country where you get a guaranteed income, free medical, free everything, and then they all come here. They did it to Spain and France and England and Germany.
Yes, well, yeah, the Nancy Pelosi strategy, yeah, it's transparent. She doesn't even hide it. She says it, you know, blatantly. The Democrat strategy is to import as many future, immediate Democrat voters as they can through an immigration invasion. It's you know, as plain as the nose on Nancy Pelosi's and everyone else's face. So, but anyway, Pat, thank you very much for calling, and I'm going to slide a few more callers in here. Thank you. Let us go to, well, anyway, I think this is all of this in one day. The fact that Donald Trump is leading an insurgency within the ranks of formerly pretty much, you know, solidly, reliably, predictably Democratic voting Jewish folks, that he has actually got an insurgency going. I don't know how much statistically it registers yet, but it really is happening. We all have heard and seen or know Jewish folks who have said that's it on the Democrat Party. And you can see it on their faces, by the way. Jewish congressmen and senators, you see them on TV, and they're discussing this recent blatant anti-Semitism among at the leadership level of the Democrat Party. They are not comfortable with what's happening there. And then the other thing we've all seen, and this is very well documented, is Donald Trump's popularity in Israel. It's, as he says, huge. It's very huge. And the key moment in that hugeness was his recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, which no other American president would do, including Obama, who may himself have been part of that anti-Semitic trend in the Democrat Party. Obama himself, remember, as a youth, went to a madrasa, a Muslim school in Indonesia with his second father. His name, it'll come to me. Maybe one of you in the audience can remember the second stepfather of Obama. And of course, what was the title of his book? Dreams from My Father. Somebody has written a great book, Dreams from My Real Father, which is the story of who is that first father of the half-white, through Stanley Ann Dunham, his mother, his white mother, there in Honolulu. And who is the black father of Barack Obama? And Donald Trump took a mighty interest in this back before he became a political figure, a candidate. Donald Trump was questioning the fake Obama birth certificate. That's another story. We're not going to have time for it tonight, but that story is also moving back to the front burner. That's a hot, hot story. That, folks, is a completely, for any of you who have ever done Photoshop, Adobe Photoshop, and understand how it works, the Photoshop file that was offered by Barack Obama as a photocopy of his paper birth certificate, folks, that is to a factor of a certainty of, you know, one in a billion, that is a fake document. And two of the top authenticators in the world have said that themselves, that there is no chance that that document is authentic. But anyway, he went to a madrasa with his the second man who acted as his father, Frank Davis. Many speculate is in fact the biological father of Barack Obama. And oh, you know, it gets kind of fun here, folks. Well, this is painful. Frank Davis ran a porno magazine. He's a communist, was a communist in Hawaii. Stanley Ann Dunham's father was charged by the FBI with tracking Frank Davis. That was his guy he was tailing. That's why he went to Hawaii, which his daughter Stanley Ann resented his move from Washington State to Hawaii. Anyway, so she was resentful of Daddy. And what did she do with the guy that Daddy was tasked with tailing? She hopped in the sack with him. That's a good way to get back at Daddy, isn't it? Daddy pulled her away from all her friends there in Washington. It took the family to Honolulu. She was unhappy. And it gets even wilder. We have photos of Stanley Ann Dunham naked, porno shots that were used in the porno magazine of Frank Davis. Now, let me ask you, folks, a communist black guy, Frank Davis, that's doing porno photo sessions with poor Mr. Dunham's daughter, is he doing more than just taking pictures of her? I would say so. And Barack Obama is a dead ringer for Frank Davis. And he later on, this is acknowledged, Barack Obama regarded Frank Davis as his mentor and was with him all the time, a lot. So that's Dad, in all probability. Meanwhile, Barack Obama, the putative father, went back to Kenya and had nothing to do with Barack Obama after that. So, pretty darn interesting story. And Donald Trump was right on top of it with his very penetrating, logical mind. With brilliance, he was saying, "I don't think this birth certificate is real." And he's made fun of by the left-wing media now for being a birther, as we all in this audience probably are birthers, because we're like, who are we like? We are like, see, I have to remember his name now, Patrick Moore. We think scientifically, Patrick Moore, who actually is a scientist. Let's go to Dr. Kelly in California. Dr. Kelly, you're on the air.
Thanks.
Well, hi.
Right on. Thanks. Yeah, Joel Gilbert did Art of the Insult and Dreams of My Real Father about Frank Marshall Davis. And he also did the Danny Williams story, Banished, about Bill Clinton's son.
Yes.
And... Yeah,
I think Danny Williams, folks, is still alive today, and he's out there appealing to people. He wants a DNA sample from Bill Clinton, who has very good evidence is his real father, but Bill Clinton won't give that DNA evidence. Now, by the way, there's an interesting way to get DNA evidence, Dr. Kelly, and that is this, and I've read of cases where this is done. You put a PI or somebody tailing, you tail the person whose DNA evidence you want and follow them to a restaurant. Then when they get up to leave from the restaurant, rush over before their table is cleared and get a cup or glass that they drank from. And bingo, you've got your DNA right there.
If you're going after Bill Clinton's, you better be in a hazmat suit.
Okay, but somebody could get Bill Clinton's DNA evidence and then submit it and match it to the DNA of Danny, his son, who is the son by, I believe, a black hooker. I don't think Danny would mind that being said, because I think he's acknowledged his mother, correct me if I'm wrong, folks, was a black prostitute visited by Bill Clinton. And of course, you don't read about that in the media, national media. That's not a story. We don't want to tell the American people about that. Anyway, Dr. Kelly, isn't it amazing to be alive right now with all these incredible things going on? It's I like to play that Twilight Zone music. It's as if we are all in the Twilight Zone. There's so much weird stuff going on.
Yep. Yeah, I think it would have been too much for my grandparents. So, yeah.
This, folks, is the Twilight Zone Show with your host. Oh, what was his name? Rod Serling, smoking a cigarette there. Back when it was okay to do that in television. Well, anyway, Dr. Kelly, thanks for calling, and as always, and thanks you for reminding me that of the authorship of The Dreams of My Real Father. And that's a great book. Oh, you know what? There's so much stuff going on. Can any of us keep up with it? Well, here, let's take a short break, and we'll try to get one more item in before we have to go. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks. We've only got this final segment to go. And let's give George a second here on the air. George in Texas, you're on the air.
Good evening. You know, this week, you know, I'm, you know, hear another, Alex Jones saw stuff. You know, they sit there and they bitch and moan about what the president's doing and all that stuff. But you know, the thing is, if I see the president's motorcade going down the block, I'm not going to say, Mr. President, I love you. I'm going to have you say, fire Jared Kushner, or something like that, or, you know, defend free speech, because yeah. I really believe that his advisors are not really giving him the truth.
Well, now, but let me offer you this, though, is to you know, a counter argument. You have right in front of us. We have the evidence right there in the president's tweets. Right here, he's tweeting right to us. He's watching the same show you're watching, George. He's watching the same Patrick Moore that you're watching, and he agrees. His comment is, "Wow, he gets it." And this has happened hundreds and hundreds of times. So we know that the president, you know, he's not cut off. I'm sure he's getting some bad advice from people around him. And you can be sure it's a pressure cooker for him there of people trying to pull and shove the most influential man in the universe. Of course, he's being pushed, shoved, and, you know, leaned on by all kinds of people using every kind of tie that people have with other people. But he has a direct pipeline to reality. He does watch the, you know, Hannity. He does watch Tucker Carlson, and he loves what he's seeing. So he has a direct, and he's a genius. So he does understand, and he is. So we don't have to worry that there's no oxygen there inside the White House, and he's being cut out from information. We don't have to worry about that particularly.
Right. Yeah. No. And, one more.
But let me say this. You know, my, you know, the hat that I would be wearing for Ann and Donald Trump is kiss and make up. But between the two people, you know, Ann Coulter, you know, we people that talk, you know, and spend our time on the radio and, you know, in print and so on, we have much more freedom to fire our mouths off than somebody who's the president of the United States. So, but speaking in terms of what, which person has done more for us and is doing more and, you know, is incredibly important, let's put it that way, because of the scale of what he's doing. It's Donald Trump. Donald Trump is an irreplaceable national treasure for patriots. And the so I have my fingers crossed, as I say. I think Ann Coulter is trying. She appreciates him, too. But she's trying to influence him. She's pushing, like all of us patriots, we're pushing him to, you know, go charge even harder. And the which is hard to say when you see things like, you know, did you see that video of a car that crossed the center, almost crossed the center median and almost ran head on into the presidential motorcade? And I that story has been kind of dropped. I don't know why. Maybe the Secret Service doesn't want it to. Yeah, but the president. Yeah, hang on. The president of the United States is at risk. What he's doing is incredibly courageous. Think of the enemies that he has and the people who want bad things to happen to him. It's a very gutsy thing that Donald Trump is doing.
I'm just saying...
George, let me see you again tomorrow night. Take your rain check, and here we go, folks. We'll be back again tomorrow night with another installment of the Trump Phenomenon.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Stay light, be burned. Don't stop believing. Hold on. Stay light, be burned. Don't stop believing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.